Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
I'm still dancing around a studio.
Ow!
I know. James Brown is here.
Ow!
Oh, no. No.
What?
I don't want to hear that all through the show.
Ow!
And this segment is The Name Says It All, Bold American Fare.
Jim recently retired and closed the doors of his business.
After 45 wonderful years.
Aren't you glad?
You betcha. You know, it's funny thing, though, I noticed. Before I retired, you used to say, you're going to the radio station again? And now it's, when are you going to the radio station again? Why is that?
Why is it that I visit Binny's a lot?
Okay.
You're retired.
let's
you left one job, and you're starting another one.
On with the show.
One of his longtime clients gave him a $100 gift certificate to Bold American Fare in Algonquin as his retirement present. Since we review 25 restaurants a year, we rarely get to go back to the same restaurant twice. Another reason for not going back is that after reading our reviews, they won't let us back in.
You notice that, Jeff? Do you see a pattern here?
I do.
Either that or they go out of business.
That too. And then we have another restaurant review when somebody takes over that spot.
Job security.
You betcha. As a result, we were determined to use up the $100 in one sitting, no matter what it took.
Because we're the trained professionals.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, if at first you don't succeed, try again. We tried three times to get into this restaurant.
We did.
The first time was for lunch. And there was a lot of road construction around there right in front of the place. And it didn't look like any customers were there. And I felt sort of funny being the only one in a restaurant when you open it up and stuff, you know. So we left. The second time we tried, it was at 6 o'clock on a Friday night. And we didn't have a reservation. So the only seats available were at the bar.
No, thank you.
That's not
now. When we're trying to write down things and trying to hide it, not sitting at a bar, you can't do that.
No, it would have been awkward. All right, so finally, Nance made a reservation for Sunday night, and as luck would have it, we didn't need one.
I know, doesn't it figure?
We just can't win.
You can't.
In our defense, we never said we were smart, just hungry.
Yeah, for good food. Hungry for good food.
A friend of mine once said, good food is if it doesn't make you sick.
No.
Thank you, Ken.
The restaurant is a very small neighborhood bar type venue. There are about a dozen assorted tables and booths. It's an old building with tin ceilings and warm wooden accents.
Yeah, it looked like a typical old in a small town. Because it was an old building in a small town.
Didn't I just say that? In a very small neighborhood?
Okay.
Yes, my love. Just sit there and continue on and don't make any more interruptions on my speaking.
To start off our spending spree, we ordered two iced teas, $2.79 each. Total so far, $5.58. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm. Next, we chose the lobster Pop-Tart, $15 for an appetizer. This was lobster, boursin cheese, chives, and cream cheese in a pie crust resembling a flat pot pie. and topped with sweet chili sauce. This was to die for.
Oh,
and I'm
gosh.
Saying to die for.
It was really, really awesome.
It was the best I ever put in my mouth.
If you see something on the menu that says lobster Pop-Tart, you have to try it.
You gotta try it. Something different.
And this was so good. Oh, man.
And I found out on Tuesday nights, they have the small, I think it's small plate or appetizer. I think it's small plate, they call it.
Okay.
Half price night.
Really?
So that $15 Pop-Tart would only be $7.50 because my hairdresser goes there,
ooh.
Christy. And she told me about it. Well, she told us about this restaurant.
We got to go there.
Mm-hmm. Because she also said they have an appetizer of chicken and waffles. And she says that was awesome, too. For an appetizer.
A couple appetizers.
And a salad, like good. A wedge salad, which, and you're good to go.
We are.
Mm-hmm. So this was to die for, and you cannot pass this up if you go there. It was enough for two people, but we were fighting over it.
Yes, we did.
I could have eaten it myself and said, forget the dinner. Give me a salad and I'd be happy. There were large chunks of lobster, and the combination of the cheeses and sweet chili sauce brought it home. If it didn't have that sweet chili sauce on top, it wouldn't have tasted as good as it was.
That added a lot to it.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yep.
So do not pass this up. Do not, and I repeat, do not pass this up. It was awesome. Total so far, $20.58.
We continued our spending spree by each ordering a bowl of French onion soup for $7 each.
Mm-hmm.
This was French onion soup made with bourbon and topped with aged Gruyere cheese.
That's very good.
That's French cheese. Gruyere.
Yeah, you sound very good.
Nancy loves bourbon, but not in soup.
No. I thought this would be like really good, and then I tasted it, and it's like, not my cup of soup.
I like the more traditional French onion soup.
Me too.
This was different, but you know, it wasn't for our taste.
No.
Total so far, $34.58.
We're getting there. Jim chose for his entree this evening the beef smoking off, $25. This was smoked brisket with wild mushrooms in a pappardelle pasta nest. The homemade pasta was delicious, as was the sauce. He knows that brisket is not the best cut of meat, but although it was tasty, he felt it could have been a lot leaner.
I think it could have been.
There was a lot of stuff that you were pushing on the side.
I could be more picky than the average person, but I think it could have been leaner.
Yeah. Those mushrooms were truly wild, weren't they?
Yeah.
They must have escaped your plate because you didn't see any.
You know, I couldn't understand that. It says wild mushrooms. I didn't see any mushrooms.
They were just wild and jumped off your plate.
Maybe on Sunday night they ran out or something.
Well, then they shouldn't be selling this.
This is true.
Yeah.
What's the total so far, dear?
Total so far is $59.58. We're over halfway there.
Yes, we are. Believe it or not, Nancy went for the 8-ounce filet for $32.
I did.
You're getting to be more and more of a steak person.
No, I'm not.
Seems like you are.
Nothing. I would try that lobster pot pie that they had, but I don't like creamy stuff in the inside. So there was, nothing freaked me, so I figured I'll just go with the steak. I wasn't in a mood to try to figure out what I wanted. It was different stuff there.
Being the gourmet that she is, she ordered it well done. Oh, boy. And the chef and waitress, they always look forward to an order of well-done filet.
I said to her.
You always get grief.
I said to her, I says, the chef's not going to like this. And as soon as I said that, she says, you want it well done. And I says, yes, please.
She added the compound butter with black pepper and Parmesan cheese topping for a $2 upcharge.
Yeah.
Then this was a lot of choices for Nancy.
It was. And that choice wasn't a good choice because I didn't see anything but butter on top.
Well, don't spoil
okay,
it.
Okay.
Then she had a choice of two sides, and she went with a small wedge salad and a loaded baked potato for another $2 upcharge.
Yeah, for the potato, not the wedge salad. Wedge salad came with it.
I'm sorry, it's a small one. Yes, we should clarify that. The wedge salad was presented beautifully and was delicious. That was really a good-looking salad.
It was yummy. And that little one was, like, awesome. I mean, it was a lot. If I got that, and then that Pop-Tart, and maybe some chicken waffles, I'd be in heaven.
The loaded baked potato, although huge, was a disappointment.
It was.
It wasn't baked all the way through. I mean, this thing was like a football. It was a monster.
I never saw a baked potato this big.
It was huge. And according to the menu, it was to be served with bacon, but instead it was topped with pork belly.
And I don't like, the pork belly was on my wedge salad and I pushed aside. It's too fatty for me.
Oh, I love the pork belly though. It was good.
You do, I don't.
The fat was rendered just well. Of course, I like flubbery bacon too.
You do. And I wanted bacon with my salad and I got that instead.
The Parmesan topping on her steak must have escaped with my wild mushrooms.
You betcha it must have.
Those. Total so far, we're getting closer, $95.58. Yep, close but no cigar.
Yep, we're almost there. We only have less than $5.
Yep, and you know we had to do it.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't go back unless we go back for the half price now. I didn't know about the half price night.
No, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah. What could we do? We had to get to $100, so Jim ordered the Cronuts, $8 for dessert. These were croissant donuts, coated with sugar and cinnamon and served with three dipping sauces, caramel, chocolate, and whipped cream. These six little delicacies were served warm and crunchy. They were awesome. And no matter how hard Jim tried, he had to take three of them home.
I mean, what's not to like? It's a cross between a croissant and a donut. So that means it's deep fried.
And it's buttery.
And buttery. And he, yeah, buttery.
And crunchy.
And he got cinnamon sugar on it. And then he get to dip it in all this stuff.
Mm. Oh. And with whipped cream on top.
Oh, that was so good.
And since we didn't eat all the donuts, I kept eating the whipped cream because I love whipped cream.
Oh.
We couldn't take whipped cream home with us.
No, that's right. We couldn't.
You just ate the donuts the next day, just like that.
I could go for some Cronuts right now.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to come back on a Tuesday.
Okay.
So total so far, $103.58.
Yay!
We did it!
In our opinion, some items at this restaurant are absolutely incredible.
Oh, yes.
Other items, in our taste, could use a little work.
Yep. We left the restaurant with a doggy shopping bag.
A shopping bag.
Total with tax, $112.08. Success.
Yay, we did it. FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible, but park in the rear. That is where they have a ramp going up to the entrance door.
Yeah, because if you park like across the street from the front of the restaurant, you got to cross the street, then you got to walk all the way back to the back to get up the ramp if you're handicapped.
It's a little tricky getting around there with the construction now.
Mm-hmm. So, my love, what is your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
I am too.
I definitely would go back for the lobster Pop-Tart and the Cronuts and call it a day. That's it. I'm good. I'm out of there. That's it. What's your take, Twits?
What you said. But I had a wedge salad.
Brilliant. Thank you for your insight, dear.
You're welcome, because those are my favorites. But the wedge salad was really good, too. So, I get that, too.
And I get to eat the pork belly.
Yes.
Ooh.
But I wanted bacon.
Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Bold American Fare, 8 South Main Street in Algonquin, 60102. Phone number is 224-678-7589. Make sure you make reservations, except on a Sunday night. Then you don't have to. The website is www.boldamericanfare.com. Directions? Take Route 47 North to Algonquin East to Main Street and South to Restaurant. Travel time, about 21 minutes. Well, that's a first. I didn't hear that before, all through the whole show here so far.
I have a new toy.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRU WHLP. We put you in WHRU. My love.
Yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me check with our post mistress.
A mistress?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mail's in.
Thank you, Morticia. I guess we did get mail. We got a letter from our friend Terry, and she told us about the Village Vintner in Algonquin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we passed by that place so many times, I never thought of checking it out.
I just thought it was a wine place.
Yeah, I did too. It's a big building. I thought it was like a winery or something.
Yeah, but I didn't know. It's food and everything.
We checked out the menu, and they got some cool stuff there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we will put it on the list. So thank you so much, Terry. As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
Yes, yes, here I am, Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah, you think you know it all.
Well, my motto is, if you don't know for sure, make stuff up.
I know, you do.
But this is from the internet, so it's all true.
Of course it is.
Yes, it is. And what I'm going to talk about today is these laws, you know, and summertime's coming up. So people are going to be traveling all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to inform them of laws that are on the books. You know, mm-hmm. and it's concerned dining and food and whatnot. So if they're in these other states, they won't get arrested and hauled off to the pokey unknowingly.
And we can't do all 50 states.
Because that would even be boring for me.
Yes. So we picked the best of the 50 states.
The creme de la creme, if you
exactly.
will.
Exactly.
Okay, the first one, we're going to do this alphabetically. Pretty much.
Okay, Alaska.
Alaska, in the city of Fairbanks, feeding any alcoholic beverage to a moose is a very serious offense.
I never would have thought of feeding a moose booze.
You don't want to get a moose inebriated. No, that would not be good.
They're not too nice to begin with.
No. Probably best to keep large wild animals sober.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Arkansas.
In Little Rock, you better not get caught honking your car horn at a sandwich shop after 9 p.m.
Are you kidding me?
That's on the books. Maybe deli meats need their beauty rest, too.
Oh.
This is really a stupid law. That's all our lawmakers got to worry about, is that?
I know. Connecticut.
Okay, now this is going to answer a burning question. I guess in Connecticut, there was a confusion about the difference between a pickle and a cucumber. And there is a law that decrees that a pickle must bounce to qualify as a pickle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Delaware.
In Delaware, in the town of Fenwick Island, Delaware, to be exact, people are not permitted to have picnics on the highway.
No!
Yes, that's also a good idea.
Why would somebody have a picnic on the highway? It's just going to damper the locals' tailgating plans.
It would. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Idaho.
Idaho. Everyone should consider making plans in Idaho for Valentine's Day next year. There was a law on the books that said a man cannot give his sweetheart a box of candy weighing less than 50 pounds.
Are you kidding me?
That's on the books. Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds like a sweet law to me. Illinois.
Oh, yes, our hometown law in Chicago.
I have to hear this.
It states that you may not eat in a place that's on fire. There is a law. Yes.
No, really?
Yep, there is a law. You can't eat. What if you have a hot dinner date?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Go on.
Minnesota.
In St. Cloud, there's a law that makes it illegal to eat hamburgers on Sundays.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yep. I guess you have to do it in the privacy of your own home and hope you don't get caught.
Wow. Yep. That is a bizarre law.
Yep.
Mississippi.
Okay. Adventurous eaters in Mississippi should be forewarned. Selling the meat of a cat for food is illegal.
Oh, are you kidding me? No. Do they do that, do you think? No. They must have to make that law.
Yep.
They must have.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. You know, you love donuts. Everybody loves donuts.
Everybody loves donuts.
But in the state of Nebraska, it is actually illegal to sell donut holes.
You're kidding me. Wow.
Good to know, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So if I go there and I want to open a donut shop, I can't have little munchkins.
Yeah, I know.
New Mexico.
It's illegal to carry a lunchbox in New Mexico.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Be forewarned. Mm-hmm.
What about the children going to school?
They have to sneak it.
Okay. Oklahoma. Oklahoma, where the wind sweeping down the plains.
It is illegal to take a bite out of another person's hamburger. Now, that's a good law.
Well, who'd want to take a bite out of somebody else's hamburger?
Well, you're sitting in a restaurant and somebody next to you has a real nice-looking hamburger, and you can't take a bite out of it.
Well, that's rude if you would.
Nope.
Texas.
Ah, this is a good one. It is illegal to milk someone else's cow in Texas.
What? You can't help a farmer out?
It's on the books. You cannot milk because you're stealing milk. So you can't milk another person's cow.
That's weird.
It's a law. Look it up. It's okay. On the internet.
Washington.
I think this is Washington, D.C. This sounds like our politicians are hard at work.
I don't know. It would have said Washington, D.C.
Well, this is a law that says that you can't attach vending machines to a utility pole. It's, you know, our politicians, we elect them. This is a good law.
Are you kidding me?
I don't kid.
Did somebody ever do that to make a law like that?
Mr. Know-It-All does not kid about such things.
Wow.
Nope.
Okay. Wisconsin.
Oh, land of the cheeseheads. And speaking of cheese, it is really big in the life of all Wisconsin residents. Now, according to state law, it's illegal to serve apple pie in public without the addition of a slice of cheese on top.
Really?
Yes.
I don't want cheese on my apple pie.
Then you can have it in Wisconsin.
Really?
That's the law.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I know they're the cheese steak because they're the cheese heads, but I don't think it would taste good on apple pie. And I've heard people doing it.
I know. Well, you have to try it out next time we go to Wisconsin.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Tennessee and West Virginia.
Yes, these are two states that, now this is a good law.
It's a good law?
It is a very good law.
Okay.
And it could save people a lot of money if they're in there.
Okay.
It's if you come across a critter that's had an unfortunate run-in with traffic, it allows you to take it home and cook it up for supper.
Free meat, huh?
You can cook up roadkill.
Okay.
Now that's good eating.
Mm-hmm.
Our last one is out of order.
Right.
We're into Indiana.
Yes.
Go for it.
And this is where you really have to be careful.
In Gary.
This is why we do not live in Indiana.
Okay.
Gary, Indiana.
Why?
Now, there is a law in Indiana that says if you've eaten garlic in the last 4 hours, you're not allowed to go to a movie theater or ride a public streetcar.
You're making this one up.
No, it's a law in Gary, Indiana. So basically, you'd never be able to go anywhere. And I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.